welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to give thanks for each and every one of you connecting in this moment. We are connecting to who, what, and how to serve, and an overarching theme of the answer being found in the word community. So tonight on Giving Tree, we have the opportunity to look into our heart space and think about how we want to bring into harmony within our own lives the aspect of giving and receiving. And a beautiful way to find that harmony is in the act of service, but not only just to give, but also to mindfully receive. And when we go out and are of service, the reality is that inspiration is to do something nice for someone else, but we get a lot from that experience. We receive a lot from that experience. And it might be known that that giving is actually giving to us, and the person that's receiving is actually doing that giving. So if you'd like to stand on your head a little bit and think about everything a little bit different than maybe you looked at it before, let's just take a little journey and approach and discover together how we and what we'd like to serve. Oftentimes, people will get really inspired because they want to take on the big, the macro things that are going on this planet, or they may have a lot to say about it. However, if we look at energetics and where we put our thought and our words, if we spend a lot of time complaining or being upset or thinking that we have to do something really large to be of service to our fellow humanity, that might actually impede the process and the flow of coming back into harmony as an entire human race. So that word community is a group of people, this is a definition, one definition of probably many, a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common, a feeling of fellowship with others as a result, sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. So we're going to look at this at a macro level. We are human beings. We're a species on a planet called Earth. Our common interest is that we all have basic needs, food, water, and shelter. And if we have food, water, and shelter, clean water, clean food, and clean shelter, we can maintain balance and wellness, as we can see in the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom, that this is possible without human interference. So that is our common need, our common interest, if you will. The rest of it, the rest of the articulations, expressions, arguments, are really a construct that we have created, a complexity that we've created. And potentially we could divert our attention once we solve all of our problems and bring ourselves into harmony. We can divert all of our attention to creation, meaning arts, media, theater, literature, and just enjoying one another rather than having to move so rapidly just to survive. So on that macro level, we know that we're all humans on planet Earth, and then we have basic needs. And then there's a micro level, and we're going to talk about a little bit of where you are, what your set and setting is, because right now we're not there. We're not just addressing food, water, and shelter. We're not making that our number one priority here on planet Earth to make sure that everyone has food, water, and shelter. Forget all the other stuff. We're not concentrating on that, because why? We have a global situation between many nations. So first, I want you to identify what your thought process is around community. Are you a global person? Do you tend to think of the whole planet? Do you think of how you can assist? And are you typically a conduit to that, meaning that you can facilitate things at that level naturally, effortlessly, and have there been mirrors of this throughout your life, that where you can step into some of those situations and gracefully be a bridge or a person that's of service in these arenas? Or is it somewhere you wish you could be, but it's been clunky, it doesn't feel naturally flowing? Then right now here on planet Earth, we have national levels. Are you a national community member? Meaning that you're going to have your micro level, but you might be that global person that worries and connects and can be of service and a change agent on a global level. So you're going to have a global tribe. Doesn't mean that you still won't have a local tribe, but you're going to have a global tribe. That network of people are going to be the people that come together to support all the human species. Then on a national level, are you more of a national person worrying about one continent, one landmass, or a couple landmasses, meaning that maybe you're a North American continent, and we'll just say right now, since there's territories, people get break those down into cities and states. So that's going to be your national approach, national to city, states. Are you one of those people that wants to work within that network, likes to work in that network, and sees the solutions and the potential bridges to get us to this more holistic place of just focusing on food, water, and shelter, and the health and all these other things will come into play just effortlessly, because when we focus on that, a lot of other things go away. So, a global person, a national person, or are you a local person, meaning your local city or town, community, where you really like to have your hands in that local area? You're the one that will help build that system and sustain it so you can be the bridge to the national level and the national to the global, that this is a system within a system. And then within that, you have a little family tribe that's really immediate, doesn't encompass the whole city or town, and nor is it healthy for us to try to reach out too far beyond that little harmonious tribe. So in tribal settings, they're usually pretty small communities. So knowing that we have circles within circles within circles, and think about it for a moment, where you fit within that. Your mindset. Where do you naturally fit in? Do you feel most harmonious to be? When we identify that, that's where you'll know is your conduit into being of service. So when we come back, we are going to dive in a little bit further. We're going to listen to a little Yeshe, eye for an eye, thinking about if we broke everything down to that simplistic manner, food, water, and shelter, and a lot of time for creativity, how interesting it might be here on planet Earth. We'll be right back.
think somebody else is finding the time. Where today's reason becomes tomorrow's crime. He couldn't take no more, was tired of compromise. Looking into her eyes, that's when he came to realize. An eye for an eye will make the whole world blind. The whole world blind. The whole world blind. An eye for an eye will make the whole world blind.
That was Yeshe, Eye for an Eye Will Make the Whole World Blind. That was inspired by Gandhi's work and is a concept that hasn't taken hold yet because we still practice warfare on planet Earth here. However, in my relationship to relating to this planet, there's not really an aspect that I can relate to that requires for fighting. So hence why in this community model, the basics are food, water, and shelter. And from there, then there's these offshoots that occur. Well, there will naturally be appearing someone that's a shaman or a medicine man or both or woman. And there will be naturally people that are good gatherers. There are people that are good harvesters. There are people that will be hunters. There will be people that are good protectors, meaning that if something does occur, if nature rises up and protection is needed, and we need to think outside of the human species being against the human species, we are one on planet Earth, that protection would be more in the case of there's a natural disaster. Maybe there was a migration pattern with another species on planet Earth, and it invaded an area, and invaded meaning maybe all of a sudden a bunch of insects invaded an area where there were crops, and that was a sign from Mother Nature that it's time to move. Maybe there's going to be a drought there in the future. Instead of combating those insects that are doing their job to give you a signal to move and using pesticides, going, oh, something's happening. Maybe we need to attune to that and migrate. This would mean less permanent structures moving with the flow. So as you can see, this is creating a bigger idea in your mind's eye, and you might say, well, how does this relate to service? So if we look at this macro level and say, okay, we can acknowledge we are not relating to the planet Earth the way that potentially it was intended. And we might have found in that process there are certain things that we like, we enjoy. So to understand what you really need beyond food, water, and shelter, what you enjoy engaging in, and ask yourself why. Then once you understand that, go back to that service question and say, how can I serve? What gifts do I have to serve to contribute to the community? And this is your family community, then your local community, and then depending where you fit in on that national, global, or city level, where you want to contribute and put your efforts. Naturally, we're going to find those spots, and there are people that are just perfectly happy serving in those arenas, but you have to be aware of what you're good at. And then there's no judgment as to why your friend's not serving on the community level, because you know, oh, he's serving on a national level or a global level, and it's really important he stays focused on that versus having to be entrenched in the community operations. So if you think about this, if you have ever purchased a potato and it didn't come from your garden, and that it was actually made, grown on a farm somewhere, it was harvested by some beautiful beings, put on a vehicle, potentially a truck or a trike or a tractor or whatever it might be, and then it was taken to maybe a food distribution center, and then it was trucked to your local market, and then it was given to you. So if you don't have time to grow your own potatoes, aren't you thankful that that infrastructure appeared so that you can have potatoes? Now, if you had a lot less to do, maybe you'd be inspired to grow your own potatoes, or maybe there would be a group of people that would be just in charge of growing food for the community. This is mirrored different ways in all different types of societies and in our history, so we can look at that. So beyond food, water, and shelter, it's really important for your family unit to determine what their needs are. It's really important for you to understand what the city needs are. So if you're living in a city and maybe you're living in the middle of the desert and they don't have a lot of water, maybe you want to address that, and how can you contribute and give back? So we start to discern what our needs are. So many people might think they need to go across the world to help some country, but really if you start looking at your municipalities, your town, your tribe, and start thinking, wow, we have a water issue, maybe I should be really focused on this, and if everyone put their attention towards that, they might come up with solutions that could be immediately implemented and a model for other communities around the globe. So this is the other beautiful thing that happens. And if you're passionate about these certain things within your community, this is your opportunity to investigate, find solutions, bring them to the people that can help you activate them and bring them to fruition. So take a pause for a moment and just sip it up for a second. Hopefully you've identified where you'd like to serve. Is it on a city level, a national level, a global level? Meaning that's where you're naturally harmonized, you're just that type of person. And then think about what your role might be. What are you giving back? I have a friend on a global level, he gives kindness, he gives generosity, he's that inspiration. Pretty amazing gift to give people. You might be associated with the energy industry, so on a global level, you might be able to facilitate change on this planet as it's related to consumption of natural resources on that global level. You have the conduits, the networks, and maybe, or the idea. If you're on a national level, are you passionate about agriculture in the landmass that you live on? Are you seeing that those needs are being met and that food's being kept local? Are you addressing water needs? Are shelter needs being met? And where are the broken wheels that need to be repaired, and do you have something to offer there? Then on the city level, local community, there's this great project that I featured before, City Repair. What are you inspired to do in your community? Are you inspired to enrich it with events, arts, culture, fitness? Are you inspired to serve it in the sense of being a public service agent, working within the government, municipalities? We don't need to throw the bathwater out in any of these locations. We can transform them from within. It's much easier, much more cost effective, and if everyone's willing, we can go there. So think about what you have to offer. So say that you're more of a national person, but you really want to help your local area and you have some business skills. You might be able to serve local businesses, volunteer down at the Better Business Bureau, or you might be able to go to some local coffee shop that you always go to every day and say, do you guys need some help? I'd like to give you pro bono some support because I have these gifts and I don't really work in this arena, but I want to give them to you. And this is how we start to understand what our community needs are, by asking the questions. So that's the third component. One, identifying where your gifts are, where you fit into the scheme of the global infrastructure, and then creating a conversation. So these conversations need to occur on a global level, a local level, and a national level, and then they can cross-communicate from global to national to your local level. And those bridges, those people that are more than likely those bridges, they're good conversationalists, they can communicate from one arena to the next, and they're happy to go from one world to the next. Those are those bridges that are, where you're not relying on them to actually build something, you're actually relying them to be the telephone, to be the cannon, the string, say, hey, this is what we need there. So that communication is key to really determine what's needed, where the broken wheels are, where we want to focus our attention. And then start small. So I mentioned these big things, but say, wow, I really would like there to be more locally grown produce in my area. So I'm going to start small by growing it for my family and determine what kind of foods they like, grow those foods, master that, and then maybe it'll see the conversation and inspiration for other people to do that. And maybe soon enough we'll be trading food. And that's manageable because, you know what, I'm a global person, so I can handle that, and I can handle still being this global person too. And that's a great way to serve because you're being inspiring, you're creating one of the basic needs, food, and you are in this exchange of giving and receiving. So I want you to sit back and just meditate within the arena of food, water, and shelter. Where do you want to give? How do you want to give? And see what comes to your mind's eye. We're going to listen to a little bit of Nahako, Medicine for the People, and this song is called Aloha Ke Akua. And as you listen to it, listen to the words and see what comes up as you are traversing through the beautiful wave of love that he generates in the song, and think really about how you want to serve your local tribe, meaning your family, local friends, community of friends, your community or national agency or global agency, and find just two simple ways, one within your family tribe and then where you fit into the global infrastructure, because we are a collective human species once again here on planet Earth. When we come back, we'll wrap up and we'll see what we come up with as inspiring foods for thought that we can share with others.
Lend your ears, lend your hands, lend your movement, anything you can. Come to teach, come to be taught. Come in the likeness and the image of God, 'cause you can be like that, with all that humbleness and all that respect. All the power invested in me, be it hard to love my enemies. All of the black bags over the heads of the dead and dying. The more I understand about the human race, the less I comprehend about a purpose in place. And maybe if there was a clearer line, the curiosity would satisfy. Time-based prophecies that kept me from living in the moment. I am struggling to trust the divinity of all the gods and what the hell they have planned for us. I cry for the creatures who get left behind, but everything will change in the blink of an eye. And if you wish to survive, you will find the guide inside. I go back and forth every single day. The clarity it comes to me in the choppy ways. The feelings, the places, the seasons change. The galaxies remain. Energy fields torn the body to space. The angels that are gobbled in the spiritual waste. The hate that gets me displaced from my spiritual base. Tenfold I'm on when the planets are blazing. Polar alignment, we're on assignment. Bodies on consignment, return them to the circus. And what is the purpose? What is the purpose? And would you believe it? Would you believe it if you knew what you were for? Miracles.
Kua.
I'm into it.
Changing management.
Oh.
And there are various ways to confidence, monotonous, metropolis, my stubbornness is bottomless, my fearlessness is talking shit, and I'm wide awake.
I'm wide awake.
And I'm taking names.
Do
you speak to me like you speak to God? All the love and understanding between the Father and the Son. Do you believe in the perfectness of where you are? These are my people, these are my children, this is the land that I would fight for. My solidarity is telling me that patiently be moving the musical medicine around the planet in a hurry, cause there's no time to wait. I gotta wake up my baby, time to stand up and say we know what we are for and how we became so informed. Bodies of info performing such miracles. I am a miracle made up of particles, and in this existence I'll stay persistent and I'll make a difference and I will have lived it. Aloha, aloha, Kea Kua. And transcend our holy makeup. I am capable. I am powerful. The day that I don't wake up and transcend our holy makeup, I am on my way to a different place.
And just gently bringing it back to here, that was Aloha Kea Kua by Nahako and Medicine for the People. And what a simple sentiment to just be with in the complexity of what I've just shared. It's really not that complex. It's really quite simple. However, giving thanks is a beautiful way to serve. When we bring ourselves into heart resonance, into gratitude, our actions, our speech, and our mind are in a different place. It allows us to be of service in every moment, and right now that could be the most helpful thing that we can do for one another, is just to be in that grateful space and ask, what do you need? So to wrap up for how, what, and where to serve, well, first determine, are you a change agent on a global, local, or national level? What are those gifts that you have to contribute, that you're willing to give without monetary exchange, meaning that you're willing to be of service? In Andean times, they used to take off 1 month a year and go serve their other communities. So imagine that. Imagine the whole world taking a month off and just doing stuff for one another. Pretty powerful. Then from there, establishing what your needs are within your local family, tribe, within your community, and then starting conversations so you understand what the needs are, where the broken wheels are, where you can assist. And if you can bring it down to food, water, and shelter, knowing that these other conversations about, from global conflicts to all these other things are going to be going on. They have to go through their course and their evolution, and each and every one of us has a different involvement in the manifestations and the unfoldings here on planet Earth. But if you can bring it down to food and water and shelter, you will start to notice that that will be the catalyst that will create the change on the planet, because those are our immediate needs. So think of it in those terms, and this means if someone's making food at your local place, you can be of service to them. There's so many ways to articulate and connect to this concept. And then finally, continue, start, and follow through with conversations, and only do what's within your ways and means, meaning don't overextend yourself, don't be everywhere. We are in a global situation, meaning we have connectivity globally in a way that maybe we haven't recorded. I'm sure at one point in time here on this planet there was global connectivity, but through a different means. And being that doesn't mean that you need to be everywhere, remembering that some of the pressures that we get in this post-industrial capitalist society is that success means being at the top, meaning that you're well-known or you achieve some great feat. Think of it small and watch the ripples. I think you might be amazed. And remember that what you create can be an example, inspire other people to do it where they are. So we don't need to travel around so much like we do. Think about really cultivating what you have in your community. And if you are one of those global gatekeepers or those national gatekeepers, you'll know it because it's in your energetic being, and that's how you were designed to be here on planet Earth. But it's much different than participating in that global mass media capitalist approach. So really tune in and be honest with yourself. You'll feel much more free when you do. So as we sign out tonight, if you have any feedback or ideas or inspirations, or if you know of people that are being of service in this manner and you would love to share them with me so I can shine a light on them, invite them to be on these segments, I would welcome your emails at suzannetoro@gmail.com. If you need some help one-on-one to distill down how you can be of service, developing an understanding of that also, please feel free to send me an email at suzannetoro@gmail.com. Until next time, we are going to sign out with a little bit of Xavier Rudd, and we're going to listen to Mystery Angel. May we all be that mystery angel for someone in need. Reach out to your local family, friends, see if they're okay, see what their needs are, and see if you can be the conduit to assist them in what is going on in their life. Until next time, this is She signing out with a soft gaze, a full heart, a big smile, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply. When I was too young.
your wisdom and peace, my angel, mystery angel, my angel, my mystery angel, my angel, my mystery angel, my angel, mystery.
My head.